It's Seat Mobile. For POT Mobile.
See you, good morning.
Complete sheet of ice this morning.
Under the carport, so I'm doing good.
And last night,
got out there a little early and trunked it up and let it run. It idles up and takes care of itself. I had heat when I got in.
Pretty neat.
It's cold all day, ain't it? And it's not supposed to get over 50, is it?
Supposed to be like what it was yesterday. You know, it turned out fairly nice in the sun. I think we're supposed to have a good bit of sunshine today, so that'll be good.
That rain's over for right now.
Anyone around this morning?
KK4NXC.
K4POT.
Just tootling to work.
Is there any?
Play Pumpkin Town and Dacusville. How about you, Tim?
Negative.
I'm a. That means the computer should be fine.
Good this morning.
Temperature inversion affects the computer, and the computers like this get affected by temperature inversion, and the band opens up. This morning, see if there was snow up north or not.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, when the sun comes up, if the sun comes up at like 7, then it'll be too late. But if it comes up at 6, then I won't be able to hear it. Come up in the morning. So gray line conditions should occur. So I should be able to hear it. Antenna, get this stupid problem with this antenna fixed. There's the extendable ladders, you know, the three-legged ones you can set right on a step, you know, on a landing. So you don't have to, so it can ease the climber, because I don't want to put a ladder against that beat-up railing.
Put a ladder up against the railing.
Power. You can't bring a tower down because there's not enough. Because of the pen with the dogs, I gotta put a ladder on top of that so I can climb. I can get some to climb it to hook that antenna, to hook the cable to it, so I can get around so the dogs don't keep chewing the darn thing up.
Planning on climbing no ladder, are you?
Do it for me, because I can't do it no more.
That much better.
50 or 60 feet of cable, and we're gonna zip tie a coil out of it, make a choke, and I'm just gonna coil it and I'm gonna stick it up there. I'm gonna stick two coils up there. We're gonna get one done, and then we're gonna put the HF antenna on the gutter of the building for now, because I've already got a feed through and I got a short piece of cable, so then I can get my HF back on here for now until I can build the vertical for the good vertical for the tower. Gary and I talked about how to do it, but it's a lot of work. How much rain last night?
Last night?
Not rain, so I'm assuming we didn't get any. Walt was able to check in with the 706. I think he tried checking in the net last night. I think it was Walt. I think it's K04 OAM. I think he tried checking in with the 706 last night. He'll let me know anyway whether the final was, whether you guys could hear him.
Yep. Question.
I think it's Walt. I don't remember his call sign. He's checking out my 706. I know he checked in the net last night. I don't know if you guys heard him or not when he checked in. Hopefully you did.
On this frequency, on this repeater?
Repeaters.
Okay, I got no idea. I wasn't listening to that last night, so I got no idea.
I'm hoping. He said the transmitter worked on 2 meters, but whether it's going on 75, we don't know that yet. This antenna, when the cable shorted out, it didn't blow the final out of it. I'm going to do it as soon as someone gets outside to do it. I'm going to find out where Charter Communications has got that stupid, my ground tied to my electrical ground, and that's going to get snipped off.
Did you ever get 50 foot of cable or coax?
I don't think, no.
All right, I'm going to order that today for you, so be expecting that this week.
Okay, well, I'll find a way to get you. I've got a 4-to-1 current down that Gary made up. So if you need one, I can give you one. If you need something, I'll find a way to pay you back.
Now, I'm not worried about that.
I can't bad. Excuse me, as always, you guys. See if we can nail a couple, because it's darn hard. When you go down on 75, even on 80 meters sometimes, even on 40 meters sometimes, when you go to make QSOs on with low power like that, it's very hard to do it. Two is they run split frequencies, but some of them run beams and they aim in a certain direction and you're off the side or back of the beam.
Back of the beam.
They got their beam aimed somewhere in one direction. If you're in a different area, if you're lucky enough, if they're paying attention down the side of it, they'll pick up a weak signal and then they'll turn it towards you. You have to time it just right and be very careful, and it's hard to get in there to do it, and you got to listen to get the right timing. Put your earphones on and sit down and listen to the stack and the conditions for the day by listening to it. That's why I listen to WWV, because I can hear the band changes in different areas, like 10 megahertz, you'll know, 15 megahertz. You listen to it, you get used to the way that the phase shift and all that is, and you got to get your ear used to listening to it.
How's your health been? You been doing okay?
A little battle with this water issue, but we're starting to get it. It's going to be a while, but I'm getting it. I can't do it. I've got to be very careful. The other day I did too much, and pulse is about 250 as it won't stop.
Right now.
I rested all day. PHF, sometimes you never know when it's going to do it. I'm trying to do it, you know. I just pray every day that I get up the next day like the rest of my whole day. Well, every day you get up, one more day of surviving.
Next day, Tim, you still out there?
I'm getting ready to roll up, though, KK4POT.
Hey, when was Andrew supposed to come back?
I thought it was today.
My brother even said, work's a mess. He had an employee out, and he was doing work of three guys, and oh boy.
Rolling up, so I'm going to jump out of here. Al, you have a good one today. Stay safe and don't overdo it. Mike, I'll catch you when you get in. KK4POT.
Shortly. KK4 next thing.
Pretty close because I hear the stagger, but you're not doing that bad.
In just a minute.
Sometimes I can hear you when you drop out, but I still hear you. You still will.
I'm out of that hole. I'm up on top of a hill now. Fixing to go down in another hole.
Is it?
Not understanding you.
How close to 6 o'clock is it?
526, somewhere around 526.
Yeah, cause like I thought it was around 530 somewhere, or pretty close to 530.
Early, I'm hoping to get in a little early today.
Up and down those little bad spots here and there. Your antenna phase with that one on the tower, that'll solve all of that.
An antenna ordered that goes on your roll-up window, your door glass, and sticks outside, so I'm hoping that'll help me out a good bit.
Keep it just far enough away from the car, so we're fine.
I've been on a handheld all winter. I hadn't driven my other car, and the heat doesn't work in it yet.
Fix the heat in.
Yes, I've got the part, the heater control valve. I just have not taken the time to do it. Good grief, I've been busy with a ton of other stuff.
The valve is a little bit of a pain, but you can shortcut. You don't have to do all the steps that they tell you.
An hour. I just need to break down. I probably need to bring my car to the shop. Just do it at the shop one day. Get it over with. I might try to catch the next nice weather day to do that.
Drive it in one day with put a coat on and roll the windows down and drive it in.
Morning to do that. It's 30 degrees.
Well, colder than I thought it was.
That's pretty good today, I guess. It's gonna, well, I was looking at the hourly, and I think it's supposed to get up to about 50 and then start back down into the 40s and be in the 30s tonight again.
Yeah, go down at night again, but I think during the day it's gonna warm up a little bit. It's hard for me to breathe in this stuff. Is because the heat dries the air out a lot, and it makes it real difficult with COPD.
Humidifier.
I'll go in the house in here and see if that don't help. You know what you could do too? You know, that's all sells those little small little heaters that you put 12 volts to, as you can stick them on the dashboard and you just plug them in, they're only $20 a piece, and they'll give you temporary heat to warm it up enough to get to work with it.
It's $60 for a part, I just need to put it on.
I'll roll the windows down, just do it.
Now, if I only had a short drive, but I got a 50-minute drive, I'm just not into that.
I don't like it either. My hands get numb in the cold. I used to have to work on the ground in that crap. That's one of the reasons my hands are all shot. And I broke my thumb one time in a freeze plug, and when it gets cold, the arthritis, it just hurts so bad I can hardly move it. And that cold is brutal. And it seems to be worse down here for some reason. I don't know why. Recalling those heater valves and those things? Okay. Figures. Because I know a lot of them go bad all the time and those things. I've worked on it a couple times. I don't like this. That's a crap design. So, design a car, because usually their stuff is real good stuff. And that's the one car that I think is designed the worst out of all of them. But our brother's worked on quite a few of them at the shop. A lot of wiring issues because of poor design. And down here, the big problem with those cars is just stupid. The wire that changed the insulation design with peanut oil so the mice like to chew the darn stuff, which is pretty stupid. GM did the same thing. Air conditioning and refrigeration guys use that you can buy to spray the harnesses to stop them from doing that, but most people don't even know that, that they make it and that you can solve it.
Been in on mine, I can tell you that.
Playing the mice are stupid things like peanut oil. They roll the wire off of peanut oil. That's why houses burn down, too. They get inside the wall and eat the darn cable. My brother and I put the wire in my building. it's all MC cable all the way through it. So they're not going to eat that. Now, mice, I don't think mice like mothballs, and I don't think they like peppermint.
Peppermint, we use that when we had mice trouble in the camper. I put little cotton balls, peppermint oil.
Did you ever do a mothball work? I never tried a mothball.
I don't particularly like the smell of them. The peppermint, though, smells good.
Oh, my cat's clawing on my door. How about if I take some Velcro or foil and spray the foil along my door frame and stuff with peppermint? I bet that'll stop my cat.
Mobile yet. I gotta wait for this thing to defrost.
3 degrees out there? My God.
10 minutes. It was toasty when I got in there.
Yeah, you can leave yours run. I can't leave mine run here. It might be gone when I get back out there.
That happened one time in Berea.
Like the right place for that to happen.
One time, hey, a lot of times you gotta leave the keys in the air conditioning van. When he was working on the house, he had to get a van running, and the keys were in, somebody stole the van, flipped it upside down. Yep. He used to work in air conditioning oil, he also worked on oil burners. And so he had his key in his van in the driveway one time, working across our house, and some punk kid stole the van. Rolled the thing over upside down in the road, made a big mess of oil spill and everything else out there.
And mine was a bunch of kids.
And, you know, I don't know what it cost him to clean that mess up, but he was responsible for that whole mess. You can't even leave your own van on your vehicle, on your own driveway, and don't worry about someone stealing it.
When was Andrew getting back?
Afternoon, he talked like it was today.
Today, too.
That's KM4NAP.
Good morning. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, guys. I see y'all survived the New Year's.
Yeah, hey, did I got a 5-day work week this week?
I got a 7. I got probably maybe 45 minutes left.
Yeah.
Yeah. And believe me, as hot as they keep those apartments, I see why those people stay sick.
Halfway point, ain't
it? A little over halfway. I had to wait for this carrier tracker to shut up. I have to listen to her squawk all night long.
A squawking carrier tracker.
Hey, I just decimated. I hate it. I wish I could spend a little bit more time with you guys, but Ed, Ken, Al, 7-3-2, you guys have a fantastic day. Be safe. And we'll catch you Wednesday morning. KK4NXC. We're going to be clear.
Hey, have a good one, 7-3.
Have a good one, Mike. Catch you on Wednesday, 7-3, KN4TFW.
Ken, do you know when Andrew's coming back?
I thought it was today.
About a guy that gets on the radio on Friday afternoon, helps people set the radio up as far as their modulation and all. And his name is Jim Ferguson, and he'll be on 7.188. So if you run across him, if you'll pass that information on to him, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Ferguson, he's on 7188.
Affirmative, and he records everything, so if it talks to you, it'll be on YouTube.
Our low limit of the band on for general is 7185, so if you're at 88, you're okay. But if you actually go down to 85, you're actually out of band by a little bit.
Then it's 7175, so you can only go to 7178.
75.
Don't remember exactly. I know it's down there somewhere. Well, there is 75. I thought it was 85. I went down to 86, and I think my transmitter program is going to 86. But I don't think I know one time I was down around 75, and I somehow at the bottom. I don't know how it happened. I don't remember what my transmitter program for now.
Come next month, I won't have to worry about it. I can run wherever I want to.
You ready for the test?
70% now, so I figure about another 4 weeks of hard study and I'll be up in the mid to upper 80s.
Material on once or twice and see if I can just do it.
The station in there.
Stupid carrier tracker we have to use.
A woman all night long?
I hate when people do that.
It's team one over the weekend.
I beat, so I'm happy.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I pull for whoever plays them.
Because me, I'm happy because the garbage, even though my nephew was a student of the college, but still the crap they're pulling, when they get beat, I'm always happy.
When I get up and I grab my phone and go downstairs, you know, usually there's some kind of news little banner that pops up on it. And it usually has something about Clemson, and I thought something was up when it didn't say anything.
Oh, no, Clemson got me. Can you believe it? I said, yeah, I was kind of hoping for it.
I wonder if he's got to give part back of that $93 million that they were paying him. They're going to make him give back part of that $93 million they're paying him.
If they were as good as they thought they were.
Open up your mouth. And usually when you open your mouth, you get your foot in it.
That game arrogant. Heads in, had stars in the eyes and the head up the butt.
Yeah, roger that. And then it didn't help that in the coaches' poll, we ranked them at number... Dabo ranked them at number 11. I guess so a number 11 be the number 2.
I knew that was going to happen, too. What a darn thing. And betting against Clemson, that would have been a pretty good odds.
Was that game, but every time I watch them, they end up winning, so I decided I wouldn't watch.
That's the same thing. I got an iron radio, so I didn't watch it either. I didn't listen to it. It's worth it to listen to real because the commentator tells you all the bad news. I can't believe that happened.
All jokes aside, any team that gets arrogant like them, I don't care who they are, they need to have their wings clipped.
KN4 TFW.
I think with NASCAR with Chase Hill, he deserved that win. And he worked real hard for it. And they jerked him around which way he would lose, but I'm glad he did it. That showed NASCAR they're not what they say they are. If I ever work on another race car, I'll tell you what, I'll never work on another one as long as I live. I'm a friend, but other than that, no.
I did get my headlight fixed. Affirmative, I reached over in there and two of the wires came out in my hand. I said, ooh, that ain't good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a telltale sign for sure, right?
Gave them a new connector and stuff, and they seem to be happy.
Voltage headlights they use, they use real high voltage on them. I forgot what they call them. Headlights, especially around here.
Shut that old battery lights up.
Let you guys finish up your route, and I'll catch up with you. This transmitter is getting hot, so I don't want to blow this thing up.
Well, you have a good one, Al. You sounded good this morning. You must have stuck the cat on the end of the antenna. 732.
A good one, KN4TFW.
But mine went and bought his wife a SIG 380.
There ain't nothing wrong with that, as long as you can get the ammo.
He bought the last one they had. They never opened it to see what was actually in it. It was still sealed from the factory. And it hard shell case and a holster and three magazines.
Hey, you can't beat that. Where'd he get it? At a small gun shop?
I don't know where he got it. I do know he got it down in Charleston. But as far as where, I don't know.
It's probably one of them smaller ones, right?
He said his wife had a fit when he walked in and handed it to her.
On that, yeah, I know. I usually can't do that for Susan because so the ones that I think she might like, then she can't, you know, she can't rack it or can't do something with it. So I usually don't mess with it too much.
Had her eye on this particular one for about 3 months. She kept telling Harold, well, just wait that tax. We'll get it in. We'll see. And Harold said, I couldn't stand it no more. Said, every time we go in the gun store, she's standing there and drool all over the SIG. He said, I just finally got it.
Timeless check made it there, too.
Stimulus check. At least I ain't.
Back this weekend. Yeah, Roger.
Did her house, did it?
Yeah, they did it to hers and McConnell's.
They like being treated like everybody else. I understand, and they were sitting back laughing about everybody else's houses being tore up and stuff. They got a taste of it this time.
It's just going to get worse for them now. I on social media, saying something big's supposed to happen on the 6th. I don't know.
Congress and all has to approve the electoral certificate.
Calling for a big march on that day.
Maybe you saw where the mayor of D.C. from the 5th, 6th, and 7th has ordered all restaurants, convenience stores, and hotels and motels closed so nobody can stay up there.
Yeah, I saw that, but I doubt that slows anybody up.
Hotels, motels, and restaurants would tell her to go take a hike and show her that she ain't as powerful as she thinks she is.
That one. On social media, they had Lawrence's picture on the bag of Doritos.
And that one.
And Nacho Year.
Winning record that boy's got. NFL's going to make an offer to him and make anybody's eyes bulge out.
He got what it takes to make it in the big leagues. You know, some of them, they do really good in college, but then they just flounder like hell in the NFL, and I believe he's going to be one of those, kind of like Tebow.
You may be right, because he's too much for a pretty boy.
But not, you know, not really be a
total team player and everything, and, you know, he likes to show off. He's going to get himself hurt.
Those big boys in the NFL, they teach him right quick, you don't do that.
And got him on the very first drive, you know, he had to run in there and score and show out, and that was all she wrote to that deal.
School with Benny Cunningham, and after the first season of the NFL, I saw him. He was home. I asked him how it went. He said, I learned one thing. He said, I thought I was tough, but he said, them boys in the NFL will teach you what it's really like.
Think he ain't gonna make it too good. Might as well just get his money and get out.
I was in school, I was too skinny to play football. I didn't weigh but 116 pounds.
Any of those sports neither.
Slipped right bulls in high school. Mom and daddy acted like he didn't know it, but I feel sure that the man was putting them on every weekend for us kids. Was good friends of Mom and Daddy, so I got a feeling he probably ratted me out.
Just passed a vehicle, broke down on the side of the road, overheating. Man, it's bad when you're overheating, it's 30 degrees outside.
Either got stuck thermostat or a freeze plug went. Anything major cooking at work today, or is it just going to be trying to get started back day?
It started back day, but I guess probably a bunch of the managers will be there since the beginning of the new year, so I might have a couple of meetings or anything, but I don't have anything really special going on. Not, maybe we got another shutdown, but it ain't until like May.
The maintenance shutdown anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, Roger.
You never worry about. When I worked in the cotton mill, they would shut down the week of 4th of July, but we didn't get the week off. That's when we worked 12 hours a day for 7 days, as hard as we could work, doing heavy maintenance.
Yeah, it is.
You're hand riding out a train, air conditioning unit, ain't no fun. Our air conditioning units for the weave room and slasher room, all for the great mill side, were trained. Well, 4th of July come, we shut it down, take the ends off, and take a long rod with a brush on the end of it and ram them out to clean the tubes and stuff out.
Aggravating.
Air gun to shoot brushes through. Brush wouldn't go but halfway. They're out tonight, so it seems like it's colder than any 32 degrees.
20 degrees colder than it was yesterday, but at the house it was 30. Right now I'm up here, you know, almost at Spartanburg, it's calling it 36.
The air over here feels like you're walking into a freezer.
Yeah, it was a hard frost this morning.
On the cars and the mailboxes. I'll tell you that right now. They pay Friday three more and I call it a day.
That's awesome. KN4TFW. You plinking with those grandkids over the weekend?
One group was in Charleston, the other group was up in Tennessee, so I didn't get to do any planking, didn't even get to see them.
Back okay?
Yeah, she made it back. They caught a whopping total of 3.
They had a good time.
Main thing. They had a good time. I got tickled. One of the old timers down there told them, said, if the wind's blowing out the west, you'll catch all the fish you want. If it's blowing any other direction, they're not going to bite.
Right.
Blowing every which way except out west, and they didn't catch but 3, so
I would say the man's right on the mark. Pull him in an anchor.
He's anchored.
They lost anchor and they snagged it and brought it up. He said been there a while, said it was all corroded and stuff. Tried fishing at the dam and didn't do any good.
He usually drifts that diversion canal. That does pretty good.
The water was moving so fast in the canals, said you couldn't keep the boat in place.
Everybody usually just let it drift down through there, but it probably was pretty fast, all that rain we were having up this way.
Well, I was home, snug as a bug. They were out on a pontoon freezing their butts off.
It was cold on the pontoon, being up off of the water a little bit there and that. It's usually always cold out on the lake.
They said they tried shiners and blue herring and stink bait and something else, and said he just couldn't get them to bite. Let's see, about 12 weeks, you'll be floating down the river on that kayak.
I'm really trying to do some fishing this year out of my kayak. I thought about going to get me a lake permit because should be about crappie season here on the lake here in just a couple more weeks. Especially with the weather being a little bit warmer.
Enough boat for my butt. I'm sorry. It ain't out wide enough.
And my canoe is real stable. I mean, I've had it 20 years. It ain't never been tipped over.
Me tried to use it, yeah.
Some bulls in the front of it before, some bumping 300 pounds for sure.
Like it, nothing like that. I weigh under 200, but as clumsy as I am, oh yeah, we'd be going overboard.
Now you can stand up in the middle of it. It's like 44 inches wide in the middle.
Dad, I go overboard head first.
And in it, and Mama standing up in the front fishing.
Anything. There we are. I'll go with y'all. Y'all can fish, y'all can float, and I'll sit on the bank and wave at you.
You can catch them just as good from the bank.
The flow pants, if I find us any color.
Still gotta do that.
Definitely need to do. And hopefully when it warms up, go over to Gold Creek, get you over in there. Put you on the end of that flow pan, let you do it real slow because it's real fine, powdery, flour gold. Sit back and watch.
I'm making it to the house by now, and that because I'm just now rolling in here. So I'll say I enjoyed it this morning. Hope you have an awesome day. Tell Miss Carol we said hey. Isaiah 73, and look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
About 2 minutes away from the house, so it ain't gonna be long. Glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard, and I'll be careful on the way home. So those highways and byways seem like they're full of forgetful drivers right now. So 73, catch you in the morning, Cam. Morning, ain't been clear.